In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Great to be with you today. Another week to continue to do the Lord's will in our lives every day, to strive to become the person who God created each and every one of us to be. I'm still coming off the high of my 30th anniversary trip with my wife. We had an absolutely amazing time. We got home yesterday, and three of the four kids were home. In fact, they're adults now, but they were still hanging out with each other. You know, only two of them actually live at home, but they we were gone. They all kind of hung out and did stuff together, and three of them were here. And so we got a chance to give them their gifts that we got for them and to share some of our experiences with them. And, you know, hopefully be a good example to them, 30 years into marriage, that marriage can still, that it's a beautiful thing, that we can still love each other deeply and intimately. And hopefully some of that will rub off on them. You know, that's the hope anyway. Today, I'm really going to enjoy today's show. We're talking about faith. Over the next week or so, we're going to take a look at the three theological virtues, also called the supernatural virtues of faith, hope, and love. A little bit of a deep dive. And today, we're going to start off with the first one, which is faith. We're going to look at what faith is. We're going to look at and want to hear from you about your faith. Like, what does faith mean to you? Because often in this world, we put our faith in things. You put your faith in other people. You put our faith in even in your own abilities above allowing God to use you for his will. We think that, you know, that I can rely on my own strength. We put our faith in technology. We put our faith in politicians and government leaders and all kinds of folks. But human faith can fail. You know, and when that human faith does fail, it's harder for us to trust moving forward, right? And so we want to hear today about the power of faith working in your life with everything that's going on in the world, maybe even the upheaval in your own personal life. What is it about faith that holds you up, that builds you up, that strengthens you, that lifts you? You know, that's what we're talking about today on Beacon of Truth. We'd love to hear from you today. The phone number to call to be with us is 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. You can send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com, or you can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for a response. Then text us your first name and your brief question, remembering that message and data rates may apply. Don't forget the next segment. You know, we talk about the Soulful Psalms is now its own podcast, right? So if you want to go to, the EWT app will be the best place to go, EWTN Podcast Central online, or you can do, you know, like iTunes or Spotify or SoundCloud, but you can get that Soulful Psalms as its own podcast, you know, which is awesome. Because I know people have been listening. I've been getting some nice messages from people who've enjoyed adding that to their podcast list, you know, the things that they're listening to. So I'm grateful to God for that. And now that I am back, I'm going to be doing some traveling again, including actually to Australia, which I'll be able to do the show from Australia. I'm going to be working with our EWTN affiliate there in Sydney. And so it'll be tomorrow. so I'll be doing, like, for example, today's Tuesday. I'll be doing Tuesday's show. It'll be Wednesday in Australia for Tuesday's show. So that's going to be interesting. And I won't keep it a secret. I will tell you what tomorrow is like. So that, you know, you get a little bit of a head start there. So I'm looking forward. That's going to be a lot of fun. But if you want to see where I'm going to be speaking, go ahead up to my little refurbished website. We did some updates, cleaned it up, brightened it up, made it simpler to navigate, added some cool new things. So head over to my website, deaconharold.com, and click on schedule in the page header, and you'll see where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Maryland Thursday through Tuesday of next week. I'm going to be in two different cities in Maryland, Hydes, Maryland, and Bryantown, Maryland, doing parish missions there. So I look forward to meeting you in person. Always love meeting members of the EW10 family. They always bring so much love and encouragement and joy, you know. So I'd be thrilled to meet you. And we're going to be doing some pilgrimages. Take a look at my pilgrimage page on the website as well, deaconharold.com. Just click on the pilgrimage tab. We got some amazing pilgrimage trips coming up in the next year. Well, our first one's going to actually be this December. We're going to head over to Italy. And then we got some great trips next year. Just click on that pilgrimage tab. You can see and love for you to join me on pilgrimage. I always love when EWTN folks come with me on pilgrimage. We're going to have a wonderful time deepening our relationship and intimacy with God, seeking God together, receiving healing and spiritual renewal, finding mercy and forgiveness, and to renew our identity as Catholics. That's really what pilgrimages are all about, at least pilgrimages with me. It's not just a hamster wheel, you know, get on the bus, take pictures, get back on the bus. There'll be time for prayer, for mass, for confessions, to really absorb the experience of the pilgrimage. So if you want to come with me, we're going to be heading to Italy in December. Again, take a look at the pilgrimage page on my website, deaconharold.com. And again, today we're talking about faith. We're going to look at theological virtues within the next week. And faith, hope, and love. And we're going to be talking about faith today. Really excited to be talking about this. And the show is brought to you by some amazing people working behind the scenes. We got Matt Gabinski screening the calls. We got Charles Beery doing the social media. And my friend and the producer of this show, Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. I want to say the new site looks great. I'm a little disappointed that the updated shop does not have slogans of like your catchphrases on t-shirts and hoodies. I feel like we're missing a marketing opportunity to be fashionable for the summer.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
there's got to be quotes, you know, from the books. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. I'm not into the t-shirt thing. You know, I was thinking about once doing, like, because I was on a pretty long speaking tour, and I was thinking about getting t-shirts made, like, you know, with the tour things, the dates in the city on the back, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm like, that's. I think that's a little bit too over the top.
As a concert t-shirt guy, I'm down for that design. We got to get the designers on it so we don't miss the opportunity.
Awesome. So how are you doing today, Ace?
I'm good, man. I love this topic because I feel like as we get into the summer months, like to think about ways to expand our faith and building in our confidence. So when things are happening, we have confidence in God that He's going to take us to whatever is coming. Because if nothing else, that is the one thing that separates us from the rest of the world. When everyone else is, the sky is falling, we can go, God's got this. He made the sky. You know, and so that's just kind of where my headspace is when I want my faith to grow in moments when I feel tested. And so we're all tested at any given moment. So what better way to do this than to see our faith grow throughout the summer?
Exactly. And, you know, and that's a great point, you know, because I was talking about before, people put their faith in things, but then people's faith also fade as well. Because what culture says, look, faith is meaningless. Yeah. It's not tangible, right? Unless you can see, taste, touch, measure, or quantify something, then it's not real.
Yeah.
See, so they're basing their whole belief structure and system on what they can see, what they can experience, like physically experience. But faith in God is so much deeper than that. You know, and that's one of the reasons why the Word became flesh. He wanted to touch us with His own hands.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to love us with His own heart. He wanted personal relationship. You know, so we're not putting our faith in the atheists used to say, this spaghetti monster in the sky, whatever they call it, you know, the thing for God.
Yeah.
But we know that God became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14, full of faith and truth. Out of the evangelist's own mouth, faith and truth is what Christ came to bring. And so God came to us. He touched us. The catechism says divine condescension. He came down to our level to be with us, to love us, to save us. And that's what I put my faith in.
Yeah. And to even think about, you know, remember when you were a kid, you know, you do those little faith falls where like you fall back into the arms of the person behind you. Like we have to learn to fall back into God's arms and trust that he's got us. And so that's what I hope we take away from today.
Yeah, I like that analogy a lot because I'm not one of those fall back people. We're talking about the supernatural virtue of faith today on Beacon of Truth. The phone number to be with us is 833-288-3986. Oh, yeah, we're keeping that funky theme going.
All week.
This week. I love that. That wah, man.
That's it, man. You got to let it breathe. Let the wah breathe.
Yeah.
I think there was a song, wah, wah. That was back in the 70s. But yeah.
Love that little bass line in there, too. Yeah.
Three I'm simple notes. Thickens it up like bacon, babe.
Yep. Yeah, the horn section in there. Yeah, a little grooving a little on Beacon of Truth. This is awesome. Well, you listen to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Today, we're talking about the theological virtue of faith. What do you put your faith in? What is it about our Catholic faith that strengthens your own faith? What do you say to a culture that says, you know, faith is meaningless, prayer is meaningless because it doesn't do anything, it doesn't produce anything? That's what we're talking about today. What do you put your faith in? Phone number to call to be with us today is 833-288-3986. You can email us, beacon@ewtn.com. Before we jump into the Psalms, my main man, Ace McKay, has some good information for you.
Just want to let you know, if you're keeping up with your favorite EWTN shows, we can podcast anytime, anywhere. And if you are already on Audible, you can search out shows like Beacon of Truth, Sunrise Morning Show, Call to Communion. Know that you can get the latest each and every day and find it all in your Audible app today.
All right. When you hear that music, you know it is time for one thing. It is time to break open God's Word in the Psalms. And today we're looking at Psalm 113. All right, Psalm 113, today on Beacon of Truth. Again, we're as always, I'm reading from the Revised Grail Psalms, which is approved for use in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, prepared by the Benedictine monks of Conception Abbey. And so Psalm 113 is in book 5 of the Psalms. So book 5 of the Psalms goes from 107 all the way to the end to 150. This is also the first of what they call the Hallel Psalms or the Praise Psalms, 113 to 118, and then also Psalm 135. Now this psalm is typically prayed on the evening prayer one, or like for example, if you have a solemnity on every Sunday, the prayers for Saturday night is called evening prayer one, or in the monastery we used to say first vespers, anticipating. And so this prayer is always typically one of the psalms that's used for an evening prayer one for like a solemnity. Like for example, Mary, Mother of God, or something like that, or one of the Christological feasts, or something. So again, Psalm 113 starts off very simply, Alleluia, praise God, right? Hence the name Hallel Psalm. Pray like Hallelujah means praise God. right? And so it starts off very simply. Pray, and there's no attribution to this, by the way, so there's no prescript. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. Now, there's power in God's name. There's power in the recitation of God's name. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that, well, two things. One, I get up every morning. My first thought, where I want my heart to go or want my mind to go is directly focusing on relation with God. Lord, thank you for allowing me to see the light of another day so that I may give honor, praise, and glory to your most holy name. Amen. So every morning, literally, I start my day out praising the name of the Lord. Now, why is that important? Especially in our culture today. Look at how God's name is being used as a curse. Look how God's name is being vilified. Look how God's name is being mocked and ridiculed, especially if you watch a lot of television, which is, again, as you know from listening to the show, I rarely, if ever, watch any television at all. But again, what I notice is that whenever they use, whenever they curse, they want to curse the deity, they always curse God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They always curse Jesus. They don't curse Buddha. They don't curse Muhammad because they're not God. You know, they're not divine. But they curse God. And what is one of the commandments? Third commandment? Do not use the Lord's name in vain. Right? Don't just use it, just like throw it out there like whatever. Not just as a curse, by the way. In vain doesn't mean curse, like with no meaning or purpose behind it. You know, again, you look at television shows that, you know, God blank or Jesus Christ. I mean, why do they do that? Simply this. They know who the real God is. And that's the God that they mock and ridicule. You know, I was watching during our trip, you know, we watched a little more television. There was a show, gosh, I can't remember the name of this because I don't watch television. I don't remember the name of the show. But what they did was they had this woman dress up like she was supposed to be Jesus with a mustache and a beard. And like Jesus was like almost like her conscience. You know, and so she was talking with this person, this woman that was supposed to look like Jesus with a beard and a mustache and all this stuff. And they were having this conversation back and forth. And it was just, it was pitiful. I mean, it obviously wasn't really Jesus. And it was just, they mocked him. It was making a joke of it. And it made me angry. You know, and I said, look at this. Now, where's the outrage? Now, if they did something like that for Muhammad, oh, forget it. You know, they would never put anything like that, or Buddha, or Confucius. Oh, but Jesus, oh, that's okay to mock the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who came and saved us from our sins. But you know, I'm not saying they should be mocking anybody. Like, you know, I'm not saying they should be making fun of Muhammad or anything like that. But why is it always Jesus? And so the psalmist reminds us that God's name needs to be prayed, praised, honored, and glorified.
Yeah, and I think in those mock moments, as frustrating as it is for us as Christians, they know not what they do. Like, they don't realize, like, but what's crazy, and I love how you're pointing this out, is that the soul inside that is actually longing for God, longing to have that connection, is coming out, even if it is in a derogatory or an angry kind of fashion, because of that. But again, when you don't know that that's your soul crying out in some manner, and I'm not giving people excuses to be that way, but again, that ultimately could be our prayer for people is, Lord, make us wise and make others wise to acknowledge that you're at work in our lives and that you're at work in what's happening around us so that we can find that connection. We can see him in the things like the sunsets and the sunrises, like we said yesterday, or see him in a moment when you don't realize that a miracle just occurred because you don't know him well enough to know that that's what happened. You can thank medicine or you can, well, who do you think created the medicine? Who do you think orchestrated the doctors? Who do you think, I mean, there are no coincidences. There is no superstition. Like, it all happens by God's divine hand.
Exactly. And what should we do when something like that happens? Like, you're having a conversation, someone throws like an expletive out, God blank or Jesus, you know, using God's name in vain. Just flip it. Just yeah. like you know. And, you know, I'm not afraid to stop person. Hey, ho. You know, I appreciate you wouldn't use God's name like that. Well, I don't believe in God. Okay, but you still let's show some respect here.
Sure.
Right? Just like I believe in God. I'm not making fun of you because you don't believe in God. I'm not, you know, so I'd appreciate the respect. That's what it comes to. That's a respect issue. If you want me to respect you as a person, then you need to respect my belief. Even if you don't have to believe me yourself, we just have to just respect, you know, what I believe, you know, where I'm coming from.
But the thing I will point out, too, is there I've been in those moments where I've heard people, I say, well, praise God. Like, they do it sarcastically. And I'm like, yeah, let's, shall we?
Yeah.
Because, again, here's the coolest part. As believers, our strongest weapon is our words and prayers to God, because they can't stop you from praying for them. They can't stop you from making them a priority in your prayer list. And even if you never tell them you're praying for them, God will intervene because of your words and your heart. And then when things start to start coming together in their life, you can stand back and go, I know that's God working. And then at some point they will acknowledge it, never knowing your hand, your prayers, even the prayers that came for us before we were ever born, our great ancestors that were like, pray for all my kids and grandkids and great grandkids that they will know you. Like, I'm thankful for those prayers because it put me in line.
Yeah, that's a good point, to be praying for those people, you know, that don't know Jesus, and the way to just reflecting what they're hearing in the culture. I love that.
Right.
The Psalm continues, verse 4, high above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Now, again, above the heavens. Remember, we talked about the three heavens in Jewish cosmology. We have the heavens, which is the sky, you know, where the rain comes from, the clouds, and we have the heavens, which is the realm where the stars and the moon, and then we have the third heaven, which is where God resides. So high above the heavens, so even above the sky that we see and the stars and the moon is the Lord. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who lowers himself to look down upon heaven and earth? Right, so he lowers, and this is what I talked about before. This is the beauty of the incarnation, the divine condescension, where God loved us so much that he came down to be one of us, to save us. That's how, when you love someone, you're willing to sacrifice. You come outside of yourself. In Philippians chapter 2, it says, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Therefore, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. Right, so God loved us that he, without losing anything of his divinity, united himself to a human nature in Jesus Christ, right? So that hypostatic union, the connection of the divine nature with the human nature, without any confusion, change, separation, division, because that is an act of sacrifice and that is an act of love. And then the psalm ends, last few verses, from the dust he lifts up the lowly. Right, from the dust he lifts lowly. Because again, if you, reminder of Genesis chapter two, verse 9 and following, the dust, the adama, the dirt, dust, or soul, he created humanity. So from the dust, the adama, he lifts up the lowly. From the ash heap, he raises the poor, to set them in the company of princes. See, so you go from the lowly to the bottom, all the way to the top. Why? Because of our faith in God. Yes, with the company of princes. Yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife, he gives a home as a joyful mother of children. Because faith in God leads to life. I love that. We're talking about the theological virtue, the supernatural virtue of faith on Beacon of Truth. The phone number to be with us is 833-288-3986.
I got you a choir robe. Go ahead and put it on.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Sway back and forth.
You know, sometimes it's some of the simplest melodies that often bring the most joy.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can appreciate the depth of like Niccolo Paganini, you know, the incredible violinist. He played so well, they thought he was possessed by a demon. Because wow. He had such virtuosity.
Sure.
You know, that he thought he was possessed. But I could appreciate that. But also, like this little simple tune they just played, just something simple that just gets your legs shaking, gets your head nodding, you know, just very simple.
And it's usually a chorus that's just one word for like 12 minutes. It's joy or amen or something where it's, you know, it's just the one word, but you just get it going and can't stop.
That's it. Love it. Well, I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. You're listening to the Beacon of Truth on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Today, we're taking a look at the first of the theological or the supernatural virtues, faith, hope, and love. Today, we're looking at faith. How important is faith in your life? We talked about before, Ace and I were talking about the fact that in our culture today, you know, people don't want to put their faith in anything that's not real, quote unquote, real, that's not tangible, that they can't touch, that they can't measure, that they can't control. Or sometimes we put our faith in people just to be disappointed, just to be hurt. And it causes us not to have faith again. But how is that faith different than our faith in God?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, how is your faith strengthened? That's what we're talking about today on Beacon of Truth. Would love to hear from you today. We're taking your calls at 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
Well, I know that maybe as we're talking about faith today, worry or anxiety has been dragging you down. And tomorrow morning, you don't want to miss out on More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. That is right here on EWTN Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern, as they help us to navigate the waters of our faith life, but also through tomorrow's topic called Unworried. So make sure you check that out, More to Life. And again, even more so on demand when you go to EWTN.com/podcast.
All right. Well, again, we're talking about faith today. And what is faith? What is faith? How is the faith that we believe as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as Catholics, how is that faith different than the faith of the culture? Well, the Catechism teaches that faith is a theological virtue. Again, faith, hope, and love are the three theological virtues by which we believe in God. Right. So it starts off by believing in God. Right, so that's why we're not atheists. Atheos means without God. All right, atheos means this. In fact, it's not just not a belief in God, not a belief in anything at all supernatural. So atheists, well, I don't believe in God. They don't believe in the God, good, the power of God and good, or the devil, or miracles, or anything that's beyond the realm of what can be measured empirically. So atheos means without God. So, but faith is a virtue. So virtue means what? Virtue is something that we have to work at, right? Well, these are infused virtues. God gives us these. But in order for them to have power in our life, we have to say yes and open ourselves to cooperate freely with this virtue of grace that God is giving us. So it's belief in God and belief in everything that God has said and revealed to us, right? So the fullness of that revelation of God is Jesus Christ. So the fullness of so when we believe in God, we have to believe in Jesus because he is God. He's the second person of the Trinity, right? And it's not just that. It continues. And what the Holy Church proposes for our belief. Right, so it's believing in God, belief in the fullness of God's revelation, which is Jesus Christ, and belief in what the church founded by Christ proposes for our belief. Right, so typically we talk about that being faith and morals. What the church proposes in matters of faith and morals, like what marriage is, man and a woman, that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That Jesus, no one comes to the Father except through me, right? So all the things that church believes are also part of the faith itself. So, and by this, why? Because Jesus Christ is truth himself. It's the whole purpose of this show. We talk about John 14:6 all the time. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And I mean, that's the gospel I want read at my funeral, by the way. I love that. I love that because that's something I try to strive for. We all should be striving for as believers every single day. So by faith, we, humanity, freely commits itself, entire self to God. That's the faith, committing everything we have and everything we are to following Jesus, no matter what. Even if we don't feel like we're having faith, even though, you know, we're in a darkness and we can't feel God's presence, we have faith that God will get us through, right? For this reason, the catechism ends in this is paragraph 1814, by the way. For this reason, the believer seeks to know and to do God's will. Why? So we can give ourselves fully to God. That's the faith that we're talking about today. Would love to hear from you. Beacon of Truth, the power of faith. 833-288-3986. Just as Mark has done. Mark's calling from, Vermont? Wow. I think it's the first call we've gotten a show from Vermont. On listening on Sirius XM 130. Mark, great to have you with us today on Beacon of Truth.
Hi, Beacon. How are you? And I'm actually originally from New Jersey, and I understand you're from Hillside.
I am, my friend. I am. Went to Christ the King High School and Parish.
All right. I was close by to there anyway, but it's nice to talk to you. I'm a fan of yours.
All right, Mark, what do you have to share with us today? Glad to have you here.
Yeah. So I just want to share a little faith story with you. Hopefully it'll help you out. But it's been probably 6 or 7 years ago I lost my job, and I actually was a nervous wreck about it. And, I wound up being fine, but it kind of woke me up in the sense that, you know what, I have built my life on sand. Just getting so worked up and nervous and fretting over this and a constant wearing you down, it just wasn't worth it. It was just the sand had eroded under my feet, and I realized how important it is, you know, to have faith. Because, you know, we're here for much more, a much better purpose than a job or whatever, right? That's what we're here for, not for just the temporal things of society right now. And, of course, as a result of that, I see myself, I kind of let go of a lot of worries that I had. And I hope maybe if someone else out there gets that message, because, you know, there's no point in worrying. I think even in the Bible, that's the number one thing that Jesus said. Deacon Harold, didn't he say that the most? Not to worry?
Yeah, he talked about, like, look at the birds of the air and the flower of the field. The birds of flower, what am I going to eat today? Or the flower to say, well, when am I going to get water today? You know, they just exist, and they trust by just being what God created them to be. And God provides for all their needs. And so Jesus says, if God provides for the needs of the plants and the animals, and what about us? What do you think he wants to do for us? You know, so you're absolutely right, Mark. And you talk about building your house on sand. And so many people are in that situation. When you put your faith in the things of the world, that is building your house on sand. Because why? The things, the mind of the culture shifts and changes with the times. So it's like building a house on an earthquake fault, or as you were saying, Mark, on sand, what Jesus says. The winds came, the rain came, and that house was knocked down. And Jesus adds, and great was the fall of it, because we did not build our the house of our life on the foundation of faith, a deep, abiding faith in Jesus Christ. That's what is going to get us to move forward, to elevate our relationship with God, and to get us through the difficulties of life. So, Mark, very, very much appreciate your call today. If you want to join Mark, we're talking about faith today on Beacon of Truth. The phone number to call to be with us today is 833-288-3986. The power of faith working in your life. But we believe, not just believing in God, believing what the church teaches, because God is truth himself. And when we seek to know and to do God's will in faith, that's when we freely commit our entire selves to God. And that's when we can get past whatever we're going through in this culture and put our faith in Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. 833-288-3986. Well, we're talking about faith today, and on YouTube, Faith sent us a message. I always pray, sometimes out loud, laugh out loud, holy is thy name. And so Faith talked about the fact she sometimes walks around and just says, holy is your name, which we talked about before. We looked at Psalm 113. And she says that whenever someone around me takes the Lord's name in vain. Right, so when she hears someone taking the Lord's name, she just sometimes out loud says, holy is thy name. So she takes it back, right? She takes back the Lord's name and reclaims it as something holy and something powerful. And she says, I also do not watch TV either and very selective of what I stream. Good for you. Because sometimes those things can destroy your faith. Sometimes they do more damage than good. You know, I love that. We also have Susan. Reached out on YouTube. Faith to me requires an open and pure heart, right? A heart that's both open. I love what she says, a heart that's open to receive everything God wants to give, but a heart can only receive if it's pure. So that's why we go to the sacrament of reconciliation. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me, David wrote in Psalm 51. Right? Do not cast me away from your presence. Deprive me not of your Holy Spirit after this transgression with Bathsheba. Right? Beautiful. And Susan continues, I hope to grow in my faith by prayer. The Psalms are perfect for this. Amen, Faith. I could not agree with you more. So what is faith? Faith, then, is an invitation. It's an invitation from God. And in order to respond faithfully when God calls, we have to trust God and allow ourselves to become vulnerable before the God who made us. See, that's one of the keys of faith, vulnerability. Vulnerability, right? It's that kind of faith that allowed Jesus to get past his fear. Because remember, he sweated blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was so afraid that he actually sweated blood. What kind of beyond that fear? Following, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. And even that prayer was so powerful. That response to invitation of faith is so powerful. He gave it to us in the Our Father. He gave it to us in the Our Father. About that strength in about strengthening our faith, right? That's so powerful. And so it means we have to trust God enough to not be afraid to come before him and reveal and expose the deepest parts of who we are so that his love can shine forth in and through the unique and special person that he created us to be, right? That means saying yes to Christ. I've not come to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. We're talking about the power of faith today on Beacon of Truth. 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And now we're going to go to Danny calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Danny, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi there. My name's Danny. I'm calling from AM 1260. I am a nurse and a kidney cancer survivor, and I love your show. It's my first time calling in, but I have called in to Debbie and Jerry, take two, but I love your show, listening to it. May the grace of God be with you today. I'm just really anxiety-ridden, and what gets me through, because I have scans in 3 weeks, is my faith, family, and friends. If it wasn't for that, I couldn't get through what I'm getting through, but faith is so important, even though sometimes you miss it, but you got to rebuke the devil. And sometimes it's hard, especially with crippling anxiety and having had cancer. But I am just asking for a prayer out loud from you today to the EWTN audience, and that my anxiety dissipate, and that it's His will be done, not my will, and for clean scans in 3 weeks.
Amen, Danny. We'll definitely be praying for that. You know, with regard to your anxiety, there's two things I recommend if you haven't tried this already, Danny. There's a guy named out there who's I think he's the best Catholic writer and speaker on this area of anxiety. His name is Gary Zimak. Z like a zebra, Z-I-M like Mary A-K, Z-I-M-A-K, Gary Zimak. When he first started speaking, I was a mentor of his. And now I consider him the best out there because he deals with this every single day. And he writes about it. He writes so beautifully. I've had many, many people respond back to me and tell me how much his writings have helped them in dealing with their anxiety. Okay, so I want to recommend Gary to you. Just Google Gary Zimak, and you'll come across his website. You'll come across some interviews. You'll come across his books. And I really think that that he can help you. The other thing I would recommend is a book. This was co-written by actually a priest in my diocese, Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon. It's called Balthazar and Anxiety. All right. It's written by Monsignor John Ciak, C-I-H-A-K, again, C-I-H-A-K, Balthazar and Anxiety. So it's looking at the writings of a theologian named Hans Urs von Balthazar and looks at anxiety in his writing. So those would be two things I recommend for you, Gary. And yes, I will be praying for you as well. I'm sure the entire EWTN family will be praying for those clean scans for you coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'll definitely be praying for you. I'll remember you in a special way tonight, Danny, in my evening prayer when I pray Vespers tonight. So God bless you, Danny. God bless you so abundantly, and thank you so much for calling. In fact, on YouTube, Nicole just chimed in. I love Gary Zimak's books. So there you go. There's Nicole chiming in saying how much she loves Gary's work. So I think that'll really help you. Again, we're talking about faith today on Beacon of Truth. The power of faith working your life. This invitation by God, in which we respond, not just by saying yes, but by opening ourselves deeply to God's will, which means we have to be vulnerable. Again, we put our faith in people. Sometimes that people's faith fails, and it makes it harder for us to trust. It makes it harder for us to have faith moving forward. But God's faith, God's truth, God's love will never fail, and that's what we put our faith in. Phone number to call to be with us today on Beacon of Truth. We're talking about the theological virtue of faith, 833-288-3986. In a world, in a society that challenges faith, that says that faith is worthless, oh no, we, as followers of Jesus Christ, we know better. 833-288-3986. Bernadine's calling from, well, not too far from me, up in Spokane, Washington, just a several hours north. They're listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Thank you so much for calling. Love to hear from you today, Bernie. Thanks for calling Beacon of Truth.
Thank you, Deacon, very much. I appreciate and listen to you. I'm a widow, 84, and married 46 years, but lost my husband 9 years ago. Now, the story that faith has given me, I was baptized Catholic, and I was raised it all my life. Married a man who was Catholic, and we had three beautiful children. At one point in life, he was very busy and not able to spend a lot of time with me. You can imagine three children. Their first two were 2 years apart. The last one was 13 months. So at this point, we were not having a lot of time and to be together, just us. And I would bother him at night and say, we need to talk. Would not work with him. So to making this shorter. So when this was happening, I was kind of upset the night before Mass on Sunday. But I went to Mass with him and our children and asked the Lord, I really need an explanation of more love. I'm not getting all that I need in the marriage. And so I went up to receive communion, Deacon, and when I received him, I went back to the pew and knelt down, and I said my thanksgiving. But as soon as I started, the face of Christ appeared to me on the cross. It was just what we see, his face turned over and bleeding so profusely from the crown of thorns. And my heart was just beating so hard, I thought, Jesus said, I died for you. Then I was just in tears and almost beside myself, but then he came in another face, and that was like a resurrected, beautiful, long hair and eyes, just big eyes, and looking into my eyes, he said, Renette Jane, I love you. And so that was the Eucharist experience. I went back, and I just wanted to tell everybody. So that's why I've never said it much on a phone like this, but it needs to be told now because of the Eucharistic celebration we're going through and his real presence. And so I was actually blessed further from that, because from that day on, I had a friend that came sometime later, and she said, Bernard Jean, I told her my problem with my husband, and she said, you need to take him to the Life in the Spirit seminar that's going on in our town, in Gonzaga University is where we're near. He wanted to agree. He agreed to that because he said, I'll do anything I can. And we actually took our children. And anyway, as a result of that, the best deacon, I don't know if I'm supposed to say names, but he was the best deacon in Spokane at that time, and his wife were involved in this Life in the Spirit seminar, and they both took care of us and prayed over us. We went 10 weeks. At the end of it, they prayed over us. And my husband had an amazing result. As a result, in the morning, after that, he woke up, and I mean, he went to get something to eat or coffee and all that, and looked in the refrigerator, and it wasn't what he wanted there. He couldn't find it, and he was getting angry. But I came in, and I looked out, and he was on his knees in front of the refrigerator, and I thought, what is going on? He said, honey, I am really sorry for not listening to you as I should. Forgive me, and I will pray with you. I will pray with you now. That's what you've been asking for me.
Oh, beautiful. What a great way to end the show. Thank you so much for that call, Bernadine. God bless you. Well, tomorrow's Word of God Wednesday. Grab your Bibles, looking at the readings for this weekend, Mark chapter 3, verses 20 to 35. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio. God bless you.